made you some content. Daddy made you your favorite open wide. Here comes the content. It's a beautiful day to stay inside.
Greetings, mood killers. I'm Bolognese Francine Marconi, along with Eddie Barella, a man you may have heard him say one time.
Give me a dainty little handshake.
Yes, that's right. He's right over there.
Yeah.
Eddie, hello. Does this sound familiar to you, or do you understand what this means? Maybe you can explain.
All right.
Study. Radio remains ubiquitous in new cars as new audio options proliferate. Proliferate.
Yeah.
Proliferate.
Yeah. Proliferation.
What? Yeah. So I had to look up ubiquitous. That means something is present or seems to be everywhere, especially at the same time. Yeah. That's radio. That means a lot of people are listening to radio. And then proliferate means to increase in number or spread rapidly, often excessively. That means
and
new
now
technology.
You're exhausted and you forgot what you read.
Yes. Yes. And so it was like a study done. They do these studies in radio that tell you how great radio is.
Sure.
But then you look at your paycheck and you're like, how great is it? Because,
yeah,
you know,
radio likes to say that everyone is listening to it. And then, you know, it's so prevalent and you can't escape it. Everybody driving around is listening to a local radio station. That's what the industry tells itself. Yet.
Right.
If that were true, wouldn't we all be making millions of dollars while on the radio?
Show me one millionaire. That's currently on radio, besides like Ryan Seacrest. You know what I mean? Like, seriously. I look at all these guys, and I'm like, oh, yeah. So we have to do it your way, but your way doesn't lead to a path of millions, like the path of people that, like, we look up to, you know? And then they'll tell you, you're not like that person, or you can't do that, because they want to discourage you. They love having power over you, just like any job. They don't want you to succeed. But I'm tired of seeing all these great reports of how great radio is and how people are still listening all the time. And then when it comes to like, hey, but what about, what about a couple of bucks over here to old Bolognese and Eduardo? And they say, no, we can't afford you. So it's a weird dichotomy. I don't understand. See, I used a big word, Eddie, dichotomy.
Dichotomy. I have to look that up.
It's radio is very ubiquitous in a world with don't you think that radio people like to use big words because they sound smart, even though they had to look those up, or they probably got them off of a ChatGPT like we do?
And then they try to use these big words in these press releases, and they get on the radio and say, happy Friday.
That's right.
Just give me like three or four wigs in a couple of hours.
833. Hi, it's me. Voice message or text us anytime about whatever. We like to hear from you. Now, Eddie.
Yes.
I meant to get to this and I didn't. I'm kind of bummed because I wanted to talk to, you know, everybody was going nuts last week about the eclipse, the solar eclipse. And I, to be honest, admittedly, I'm more of a lunar eclipse guy. And I wasn't.
You're more of a lunar guy.
Lunar eclipse is more my thing. And I was just, it was kind of annoying because you watch these people and everybody's, did you notice this? Everybody was saying totality. They couldn't stop saying totality. Every second was, well, when it reaches full totality, it was just, oh. And
totality this, totality that. I decided during the eclipse that I would look into the sun directly to see if I could see anything. And
no, you did not.
I did.
Even after the millions of warnings.
They say not to, but I did.
Those crappy glasses that everybody's, you know. But I get a kick out of every time they have one of these things or any kind of event that's like this, how hyped up like local news TV gets. Here's NBC5 Chicago meteorologist getting emotional as it's going on.
Oh my gosh, we're almost there. We're almost there. There it is. it's totality. This is just amazing. I can't believe I'm able to bring this to you. I'm taking my glasses off for a moment because you can actually look up and see. We're seeing kind of a diamond effect, but we can see the halo. We can see the corona around the sun. The stars are starting to come out. This is just an amazing sight. I just watch for a moment while I gather myself because I'm just in awe of the sight that I'm seeing right now.
You know that guy wasn't even that excited when his kids were born. He's like losing his mind. The sun is passing the moon is passing the sun. Oh my God!
Does he get this? Does he get emotional when he goes in the bathroom and turns off the lights at home?
Yeah,
that's basically what happened.
I mean, again, listen to this crowd. They're going nuts, or they're just watching this happen. Totality! Totality!
You know who these people are? These are the same people that applaud when an airplane lands.
Yes. You know how a-holes always say this whenever they disagree with some kind of protest or something? They always go, well, how do they get off work? How do all these people just take the day off and just walk out? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I was working during the eclipse, to be honest. And then there's so much coverage. I don't even know. I might have to give it to you in a second. Like, there's so many clips that I have that I want to play. So I'll play this one first, though, because I like this one. It's a kid and his brother and their dog, and they do these videos, and the kid plays any song you want to hear on a steel guitar, and his brother's playing bass. And this one is, here, I'll let him introduce it.
Black Hole Sun
by Soundgarden.
So I thought that went perfect with the clip of the guy, you know?
Like, oh my gosh, we're almost there. We're almost there. There it is. It's totality. This is just amazing. I can't believe I'm able to bring this to you. I'm taking my glasses off for a moment.
I'm taking my panties off. I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah. Look at it. Look, don't look right at it. Put those crappy glasses on, Lynette.
What do I do now?
So much fun. Totality.
Yeah.
Time to go night-night. I wasn't really planning on dedicating two breaks of our show to the eclipse since it was last week, but I did have a lot of audio. A lot of these lunatics who got out there. And everyone, I don't know, it's just annoying. You know, I'm glad that everyone like could finally agree on something and we stopped and looked at nature and we're like, wow. And then right after that, after this beautiful event, then everybody just threw those paper plastic glasses on the ground. Take that, nature.
Yeah.
Bury that in the earth. Here's some clips I found of various coverages from the internet to television.
Our eclipse countdown, 2 days until totality.
2 days till totality. I mean, if you did a shot every time somebody said totality, you'd be dead.
Make sure you wear your glasses because you don't want to have any eye problems.
They call it the diamond ring. As
doesn't that sound like something else? They call it the diamond ring. I don't want to know. I mean, it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong, the diamond ring, but it doesn't sound.
The diamond ring.
I don't know. Why, when he says it, it sounds weird.
I don't have any eye problems.
They call it the diamond ring. As Lindsay Davis and I were standing right here in Burlington, we were suddenly speechless. Look at this. The famous diamond ring moment in the final moments before the moon completely blocks the sun. We'll never forget it.
Oh, my God.
What are we seeing?
Oh, we're going towards the end. It's the last bit of the diamond ring.
I don't want all these people watching me when I'm having this situation. Don't look at my diamond ring.
We're going towards Bailey Speeds.
Oh, my God.
It's just amazing. The clouds are actually making it beautiful. You see beautiful streamers coming out. The solar wind.
It's like these people have never looked in the sky before. You know, like it was their first time going outside looking up. Oh, that's what that is. And in that regard, I'm glad that people took a second to like appreciate nature. But at the most ridiculous levels, it really is.
I mean, I kind of get it if you're in the path of the totality, but that was a very small percentage of the United States.
Yeah.
And, you know, where I was during this, it just got a little orange outside. It just seemed like a cloudy day for a couple of minutes, basically is what it seemed like.
Right.
And then you had idiots. I was at a shopping center when this was going down.
Oh,
and
God.
There was some idiot standing in the middle of the road staring up at the sun.
Of course he was.
And people were like trying to get around this person. And, you know, I don't know. It's just, I don't like eclipse. I don't like it. And I'm glad it doesn't happen for another 1,000 years.
Right.
Go to hell.
I have chills.
I know. I'm about to cry.
An astronomical spectacle awaits us. As the moon cloaks the sun, day turns to twilight.
There is a warning that just released. And if you have an animal and live near the path of the solar eclipse, you need to see this.
There's always these urgencies. Like, oh my God, you guys.
Wait for this because you won't believe what it makes them do. But with the solar eclipse tomorrow, it's going to make your pets act crazy. These are the most important behaviors to watch out for. So this expert says this. The most likely response is that animals will start their evening routines and...
You mean my cats will get tired? And go to sleep. They do that all the time. Whether there's another eclipse or not. By the way, none of these behaviors.
There's a solar eclipse happening. Your dog might lick its butt.
Showing their evening behaviors.
The solar eclipse might be the beginning of the end.
The path of totality.
When you're seeing this eclipse, you ought to observe this.
Ought to.
As the day appears to turn to dusk and then dark, people have heard birds stop singing.
What?
They've seen giraffes suddenly begin to gallop.
Oh.
Roosters start crowing.
No.
And crickets chirp. So watch for these unusual behaviors.
Today, we will be talking about where the 2017 and 2024 solar eclipse pass the totality meet and why that location could very well be woken up by this eclipse. It's happened before, and guys, there's nothing new under the sun.
That's right. like guy's voice.
Grab a date, grab some friends, grab some snacks. This is going to be the most insane solar eclipse.
Did you have a date, Eddie? Were you there with a date? Watching the looking at the sky with no glasses?
Burning
cool news to marks the 7th year anniversary.
Oh, wait, I wanted my date to burn their retina. That way they don't know how ugly I am.
Perfect. That's actually a good idea. You're right.
Seeing solar eclipse.
Local news today marks the 7th year anniversary of the little boy who lost his sight by staring up at the 2017 solar eclipse.
That was Eddie.
I can't see. I can't see anything.
The U.S. just announced a huge national emergency alert for the eclipse. Oh. Here's what you need to know. As Texas officials and more are being warned to make sure you're stocked for the solar eclipse.
I'm pretty sure that 99% of Americans don't know that the upcoming solar eclipse will be the realization of a prophecy from the Bible.
NASA has a warning for people who want to get a closer look at next month's total solar eclipse.
Make sure you have the proper eye protection.
Yes.
Like the eclipse glasses.
Oh. Sure. Thanks.
Yeah, that was very, I'm so glad they could tell us that. It is amazing how the most Googled thing was what's wrong with my eyes after the eclipse. So
I haven't told you this, Marconi, but I am now a music producer. I'm one of these big record guys. And
what I do is
I try to find artists that I can take advantage of and then pay very little and siphon all the money on the other end.
Is that what that whole thing with I'm Just Ed was? That kind of started the ball rolling?
That did, yes. Yes, it did. That started it. And I'm working with a couple of artists trying to find the right formula for a new song. And I want to see what you think of this.
Okay.
It's inspired. Actually, you inspired this song.
Oh, no.
And the first artist that I had take a stab at this song about you, Marconi, is Arcade Fire Roasted Almonds. That's the name of this artist.
Hot, spicy, nuts.
Yeah.
All right.
And here they are. singing about you. I think that you, as an individual, have the potential to be a top 40 hit. So that's what I'm trying to produce. Here we go.
Oh, wow. My crony is jarring his own nuts tonight. Using all sauce jars to store is all right. But there's one thing on his mind. The grocery store prices just ain't kind.
Sauce jars.
So he turns baseball on the TV. Fires up TikTok with Bree. Puts on another side of film.
There's a little bit of arcade fire roasted almonds. Now, I didn't like how that turned out. Oh. I fired their asses. I said, no.
Have you ever reheated your nuts?
Wow.
I said, get out of here. I'm going to find another artist. So then I hired Chestnut Chapman.
Oh.
And this is a beautiful artist. And here's her rendition of the same song.
Marconi is jarring his own nuts tonight. Using old sauce jars to store is alright. But there's one thing on his mind. The grocery store prices just ain't kind. So he turns baseball on the TV. Fires up TikTok with glee. Puts on another Seinfeld with Jerry. And grooms his cats so they don't get fleas. Marconi hates to pay for groceries. In fact, he hard to pay for most things. He gets on the radio as his therapy. He's a mood killer and that ain't arbitrary.
Ooh. Yeah. So I had to fire her because she started to improvise the lyrics as she changed my lyrics during the session. And I settled with Cashew Stevens. I thought he did the best. I thought what we had to do is just change the whole direction and go with folk because folk music is pretty big.
Hot, spicy, so nuts.
Here's Cashew Stevens.
Marconi is jarring his own nuts tonight. Using old sauce jars to store is all right. But there's one thing on his mind. The grocery store prices just ain't kind. So he turns baseball on the TV. Fires up TikTok with glee. Puts on another Seinfeld with Jerry. Combs his cats so they don't get free. Marconi hates to pay for groceries. In fact, he hates to pay for most things. Hear it fall on the radio. A master at talk filler. He's a mood killer. Marconi is a mood killer.
Your various nutting jars. I use like sauce jars.
Yeah, so that one right there, that's going to be it. That's going to be the top 40 hit right there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, wow. I didn't know you had, what was the guy's name? Almond, what was his name?
That was Cashew Stevens.
And the next thing you know, you'll be working
Taylor with Taylor Swift.
So I can't wait for all this.
Social order is about to collapse in the United States. And
what?
We're all doomed. We're all doomed. This works for TikTok to talk about this kind of a thing. So I thought we could too. Doom and gloom. Every time I go on TikTok, they're talking about the end of the world. And two influential Japanese companies are warning that social order is going to collapse under AI.
Oh.
And it's just a matter of time.
Well, we're always being warned, aren't we? It's always supposed to be terrifying, and we're supposed to be scared all the time. And that was supposed to happen during the eclipse. The world was coming to an end. What other times of the Y2K, the world was supposed to come to an end. Another time, what was the calendar one? There was a prediction that the world was coming to an end. And it always, it's like a countdown to the end of everything. Every movie you see is dystopian now. And, yeah. You know, that's enough. Hey, let it end.
I know.
Fine. We've had a good run.
I think they've got a point. They say that, you know, democracy could collapse, social order could collapse if AI is unchecked because, you know, people can use generative AI in a lot of different ways for misinformation. And, you know, how is that going to affect, you know, elections and all that? So, I don't know.
We need an AI that helps us make money on our side hustles. you know what I mean? Like, what wouldn't you like a business AI where somebody hires you to do something and then you just start a business and like you get overwhelmed and then you just ship it off to your AI bot and you check its work every so often. That's how it should be. And then you're making, you know, a living and you're running your own business, but the AI is working for you, not the opposite way around.
Right. I know. Is that ever going to happen though? I don't know. No. I feel like it's not going to help the average person at all. It's going to be a few people at the top. They're going to use AI to be greedy, and then it's going to destroy them and us at the same time, which, you know.
It's always fun. That's
just what's going to happen.
It's always these great gifts that of technology that someone either has to complicate and make it not fun, or they make it so only a few people can have it because it's so expensive. Or whatever it might be. But I feel like we're at a time when we do have a lot of everything at our fingertips when it comes to the internet. Like, you know, they always say, you know, your phone has more computer power than like whatever was behind the moon landing, you know, like when people were flying to the moon. And what do we use it for? Hey, look, I got to take a selfie. You know, and people fall off Grand Canyon because they're taking a selfie. So I feel like, you know, we've had a good run. If it's all over, then
it's done.
Yeah. Well, what are we going
to
do?
Everything's got to come to an end. Yeah, time to go home. Party's over.
That's right. We've had enough. You've done it. Yeah, exactly. So so long.
I hope everybody... slice of white bread and go to bed.
Party's over.
Eddie, what is clearly becoming uncontrollable besides my my dietary habits? No.
Right.
I mean, companies switching to subscription-based models everywhere, every single...
Oh, my goodness. I just saw an article saying that Target is now doing that. I'm like, really? Target? What do you get with that? I'm done with the subscriptions. These companies think they can just keep tacking them on, and I'm canceling. So go to hell.
I never thought about this, but somebody said this, and maybe you've heard it before. Our paychecks, like, are basically the company we work for's subscription to us.
That is true. I'm going to have to increase my fee.
The only thing is we can't increase our fee every year. This is an update.
That's the only hole in that analogy. I can't send out an email saying, "We're sorry to inform you my fee has increased every month."
Yeah. And you know, it's so funny cuz you know in like broadcasting, you'll have an agent or somebody that deals with all your contracts and stuff like that. And before you go in, before you sign a 5-year thing, each year you have put in like a significant raise. So by the time you're done with your contract, you're making the most money of that contract. And if they're happy, it's no big deal. But if they're not, they are trying to find any way to get out of that contract. Uh-huh. And it does happen, you know, they'll make your life a living hell if they can.
Yeah.
And I've been through it many times where it's like, oh, wait, we got to pay him more money now. And they don't plan ahead.
At some point, your manager starts to get jealous too, because in radio especially, they're like, this guy's making how much more than me?
Yeah. I think it's so great when radio wonders, or any place, they wonder why like people aren't you know, excited about whatever it is, but they're more content with a manager making more money than an on-air performer. That's ridiculous. Because I feel like, you know, the person that's programming the radio station basically has to guide you. But, I mean, I don't think Phil Jackson made more than Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? Like a performer that's shooting the shots and making it happen. But I don't know. I don't think Phil Jackson had any problems making a living. I mean, he had two successful runs as a coach. But right. I guess what I'm saying is, like, you know, if you have Michael Jordan and you have Kobe Bryant on your team, you're glad that they're out there building your legacy because you look like a genius. Right. And some people have these closed minds and they can't do it. They don't want you to be, you know, they get real jealous. Or the worst is like if you have a boss who's still in the trenches, like a like in radio, it'd be a DJ on the air.
Yeah.
You never want to have a boss that's also on the air and or that owns the station you're on. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, Johnny K-Log. Or are we? No, but you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's out of control. There's no sign of it slowing down unless, like, somebody gets out there like Congress and says, hey, look, you can't price gouge people. Because, look, our economy has never been better. It really hasn't. Yeah. Like, it's really healthy. The issue is companies.
Everyone's making money except the workers.
Yeah.
Hand over fist.
So, you know, at some point, either the economy will go back down because people can't afford to buy anything and they'll have to adjust, or they won't and we'll all just be homeless and dead. I don't know. We have that to look forward to. It seems like a great life, doesn't it? I think I like this little life.
That's why the show's called Mood Killers.
That's right. I could talk about gloom and doom. You know what I'd rather do, though? I'd rather get into the psyche of Eddie Barella and take more of your data.
You know my data?
Yeah.
You want to serve me some ads?
That's right. Yes. Like, I wanted a flannel shirt one time. I don't need, like, everything in my wardrobe, Instagram. Thank you.
I know. I said baby powder next to my phone yesterday. Now that's all I see is ads for like, baby powder.
What's going on? Okay, here are a few questions, Eddie. I'm asking you so we can learn and collect your data.
Yes, please.
And I'll answer some, too, because, you know, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. But what is the longest you've gone without a shower?
Probably, let's see. It'd have to be a camping trip. So, you know, maybe 2 or 3 days, something like that.
You stink like and you need a shower again.
Yeah,
that's right. I don't know. They say that you don't necessarily need to shower every single day, but I am somebody that needs to do it every single day. And not necessarily to be clean, but I feel like it resets my mind a lot.
You know, that's true.
Shower, you feel one way, you come out feeling a little bit more sharp and on it. I don't know.
Skin dry? Flaky?
Yeah. Very dry, flaky skin. That's what I have, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations. But it is, but you know, the thing that's hard, though, is like in the winter, I can, you know, go a couple of days. But in the summer, I feel like I have to at least rinse off every day or I feel gooey. Something's wrong.
Right.
I don't like that.
I know. Yeah.
Here's another one, Eddie. What's something about yourself that you can't seem to improve?
My looks.
That's not true. You're a handsome guy. And I'll tell you this, you're well put together. I don't know. Do you have a stylist? Because I see anytime I see Eddie Barella, you look like you put some thought into your outfit of the day.
No, I have a very basic wardrobe. I don't take any risks. That's for sure. It's enough to get by.
I saw a photo of you, and every time I see you, it's like I'm watching a person on television because I haven't seen that outfit. So, and every piece of article of clothing looked like it's properly laundered. Nothing has been laying on the floor. Everything's been folded, maybe even ironed.
Oh, I mean, yeah, like I'm not that guy that's going to roll out of bed and put on a hoodie with cat hair all over it. And then,
right.
You know, I like to take what are you a saying, little bit Eddie? Of pride in how I look.
Are you saying that I would do that? You mentioned cats.
No.
How dare you?
Actually, you have yourself, so... But
his microphone cut out when he said that. Whatever it was, it must have been. You know, here's what I think Eddie said when his microphone cut out. He said,
"You look great."
Yeah, that's what I took. No, but Eddie, yeah, you put some thought into it. You admit it. And do you have do you have a handful of sneakers? Like, what do you do? Like, how many pairs of shoes?
You know, I do like shoes. I do for a guy. I have a lot of pairs of shoes, but I tend to collect Vans shoes. Those are that's my thing. And I have different, you know, high tops, low tops, different colors. Yep.
Are you like me? Do you like to have a lot of shoes, not because of your collection, but just so your shoes look new more longer? Like I like that a lot.
Well, yeah. And you know, sometimes you want a light pair of shoes to go with a certain outfit, or you want a dark pair of shoes to go with a certain outfit. So you have to be able to cover all bases, because shoes actually do bring the whole thing together.
So what about how many wigs?
Wigs, I have about, I don't know, six or seven wigs.
What?
And you know, and they're all based on various rock stars. I have a Billy Idol. I have the Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
The Eddie Money.
Steven Tyler. Wow. These are all. Why are they all from the 80s, these people? Like, you have anybody from this century?
Now I do have a Jimmy Page in 2024 wig.
Jimmy Page? My God. What century are these wigs from?
In the front. Yeah, and the ponytail in the back.
Beautiful. Well, Eddie, it's time to shut the show down.
Oh, no. Toilet.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I know people hate when we do that. It's,
that's
not
good.
Well, but Eddie, we'll be here again, you know, to have fun tomorrow.
Whoa, wow, what happened?
Yeah, well, we did a whole show today, and we talked about a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got into, we played a lot of stuff from the eclipse because it was annoying, and we didn't get to it last week when it happened. I'm just glad that maybe it'll be 20 years before somebody says totality again, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, look, the diamond ring. I don't ever want to hear that. The energy
ring.
Every time somebody said the diamond ring, it gave that energy like your parents were standing in the room on your wedding night, you know? Yeah, I don't know why. It just
seemed 3, 2, 1 contact.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but
I didn't either.
And Eddie, you outdid yourself, but you became a music producer, which I had no idea that you were involved in. But
that's a big time music producer. And I'm not getting into music producing for the art. I'm getting into it to actually take advantage of artists that are desperate. So that's kind of my whole thing.
Wow. I see. Yeah. So you're a dark overlord of the music industry.
A vulture, if you will. And I commissioned a song for your the top 40 charts.
Yes.
And I figured that, you know, a song about you, Marconi, would be a hit. So here's one I didn't get to earlier. This is Dua Lee Pistachio singing a song about Marconi.
Wow.
Marconi is jarring his own nuts tonight. Using old sauce jars to store his alright. There's one thing on his mind. The grocery store price is just ain't. So he turns baseball on the TV. Fires up TikTok with glee. Puts on another sign filled with Jerry. And grooms his cats so they don't get fleas. Marconi hates to pay for groceries. In fact, he hard to pay for most things. Huh. He gets on the radio as his therapy.
That's the first pop song with the word arbitrary in it, by the way.
Wow. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Groundbreaking.
I was listening because it says Jerry, and then it says I'm grooming my cats. It could say because they're too hairy, but it says, what did it say? Oh, no, then it said, and I'm not critiquing, of course. It's a beautiful song. I'm glad that you, I'm blown away. But then it had to rhyme with groceries, so you did. Fleas and groceries, you rhymed.
Yeah, that's where the fleas was leading into the groceries.
Wow.
Sometimes you rhyme in reverse.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody rhyme fleas with groceries in a popular song before.
It's groundbreaking. Dua Lipa Pistachio is going to be big.
Yeah. I mean, I do have a few songs that I like that are about groceries, and that's my favorite now, though. Whatever that was.
Is it
hot, spicy nuts?
Yeah, it was good.
Would you like Bob Dylan Nut to play us out?
Oh, absolutely. Of course. Are you kidding?
All right, here's Bob Dylan Nut.
Marconi's jarring his own nuts tonight. Using old sauce jars to store is all right. But there's one thing on his mind. The grocery store prices just ain't counting. All on the TV, fires up TikTok with glee, puts on another Seinfeld, Jerry, combs his cats so they don't get a flea. Marconi hates to pay for groceries, Bradley hates to pay for most things, near and far, on the radio, a master at talk filler, he's a mood killer, Marconi is a mood killer.
Your various nutting
Marconi
jars.
Is a mood killer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Right.
If you want more, you can check out our podcast. It's always available at moodkillersradio.com.
Mood Killers.
I don't need a blowhole.
What do I do now?
Blah, 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 blah,